Your favorite World Talk Radio Network shows and hosts are in your car, outdoors, and wherever you need them to be. Listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
The following program is being brought to you on the World Talk Radio Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit worldtalkradio.com. The World Talk Radio Network, where the world comes to talk. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the World Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Some people expect solutions to be expensive to be effective. This is not true. Everyone needs somebody who can be supportive and a guide. You'll find the answers you're looking for and the tools to both find answers and offer solutions on the Dr. Melanie Show. Now, here's your host, Dr. Melanie Barton.
Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Melanie Show. This is the last episode on the Variety Channel of World Talk Radio. Next week, starting June 23rd, I'm moving to the Health and Wellness Channel and to 1 hour earlier, which will be 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be sure to go to my website, www.thedrmelanieshow.com, to get the link to the new show. If you want to sponsor a show or suggest a topic or comment, please send me an email to drmelaniebarton@gmail.com. There are certain situations in life that are very stressful, even if you joyfully anticipate what's coming. In an article by Margaret Novak from the website caring.com, moving is tough for everyone, but toughest for elderly adults. Did you know there is now a syndrome named for this stress? It's called the RSS, Relocation Stress Syndrome. It's a physical and psychological disturbance, and it happens when a person is transferred from one environment to another, even if they want to go. The symptoms of this syndrome can be exhaustion, sleep disturbances, anxiety, grief, loss, depression, and disorientation. The person can even have these symptoms worse than others if they have dementia or mild cognitive impairment, poor physical health, if they're frail, if they don't have much of a support system, or if they've got vision or hearing problems. Now, what happens is the person gets confused, depressed, agitated, might fall more often, lose weight, or not be able to care for themselves. This can happen to people even when they want to move, and not just to elderly folks, but to other people as well, but it's more prone to the elderly. But there's ways that we can help to lessen this syndrome from developing. The article recommends that you involve the senior adult in the decision and planning process. Give the person time to ask questions and have things explained to them. Honor that person's preferences and allow them to have as much control as they can in the situation. Pay attention to the details and maintain the person's routine as much as you can. And watch very carefully to protect their possessions. It might not be important to you, but it might have a sentimental value to them. Involve the person setting up the new place. Make the new place as much as like the old place as they want it to be. And then help them get acclimated. Help them get comfortable in the new environment. If you want to read more about this subject, you can go to the article at www.caring.com. Not every person can physically, mentally, or geographically handle assisting their loved one to make the move or to go to some residential community or to downsize or to help them disperse their possessions So it's good to have somebody that can help with that. Today, our returning guest host does that. She's Barbara Morris. She has more than 16 years of helping seniors downsize their household and disperse their estates. In 1995, she started a business called Smooth Transitions. That came about after she settled an estate for a friend and assisted her mother-in-law to move to a retirement community. Barbara recognized that not everybody has family to help them move. She has created a workbook that sold over 5,000 copies, and it's called Moving for Seniors, a step-by-step guide to know when to downsize, where to move, how to keep it simple, and tips for the adult children handling the details. She was the founding member and board member of the National Association of Senior Move Managers, which started in 2002, and now it's grown to an organization of more than 600 companies who do the same type of work. Barbara trains other people to do what she does. Now there are 49 smooth transition businesses in the United States, one in Canada, and one in New Zealand. Today we're talking about moving seniors, and we invite you to call in with your questions. The number to call in is 1-866-613-1612. Thank you, Barbara, for agreeing to be back on as my guest host today.
It's my pleasure. It was fun last time, and I'm glad I'm able to come back again.
Well, we are too, and so is our listening audience, because I'm sure they've got questions. We have a list that people have given to us of the questions they have, but if you're listening and you've got one and you don't hear us talk about it, please call us and let us answer it. So the first question on the list is, what makes a senior move manager different from just a moving company? They seem pretty similar. Are they?
Well, not as similar as you might think. It sounds like moving is in both of them, but what a senior move manager actually helps with is the preparation for the move and all the sorting and the arrangements and the unpacking. And a moving company will generally move furniture and boxes and take from one place to another. But all the decisions that go into what is actually going to be moved, what will be needed in the new place, that's where a senior move manager comes in. Generally, when someone's moving from their big home to smaller quarters, everything that we love and have known and used, we're not going to have room for that. So how do you decide what is actually going to fit and what's going to be the best way to deal with the leftovers, too? So we handle all the details. And some people who have never heard of the term senior move managers but may have heard of a wedding planner. Think of us as wedding planners for seniors.
Because
we do a lot of the same things, handle a lot of the details, make contact with all the different vendors and the different support folks that we need, and we make it as easy as possible for the senior and or their adult children.
Wonderful. I know my sister was just at my home a couple weeks ago, and she was helping me remove some of the clutter. And what we did is we went through and decided what one item did I want to represent a certain period of my life. And so she created a scrapbook of my life, and then we set aside different things for later for me to create a shadow box or something to highlight not everything, but just something I selected. So
that's a wonderful technique, and that's one of the other things that senior move managers can help folks with is maybe you can't take all of your collection of clowns or figurines, but you might pick out a couple of special ones and come up with some alternative ways to manage the rest of the collection. But you were lucky enough to have someone to help you and talk through the process, and that's what we do. And we are the person that adult children don't have the luxury of being in the same city in some cases, nor in time between their jobs and the other responsibilities they have with their families. They may not have the ability to spend the time in evaluating and going through the discussions and making it comfortable for the senior to make that adjustment.
I know that what my sister did that was very helpful is I was getting frustrated and overwhelmed emotionally with going through everything, and she put things into categories. All right, let's work on this in this room. And she'd say, all right, you're going to be done in 10 more minutes. Just finish what you're doing. And then what she did for me is she took a carload of things to Goodwill and got a tax receipt for me. And I didn't have to go through the emotional part of letting go of it. I had already made that decision. And it was so helpful to have her do that.
That's an excellent strategy. And one of the things that we try to do is to talk about staying in one room as you're making those decisions and deciding what you're going to move and all the other steps. And if you decide on things that can be donated or gotten out of the house, so much the better. And, mm-hmm. and even if people are not moving and you can go through things and look at what you've used and not used, and this time of year you talk about changing clothes and closets. Did I wear something last year and can I wear it? So maybe go ahead and get that in the donation bag, and if someone calls and says they're going to have a truck on your street to pick up donations, always say yes. But getting things gone, it's a sort of a morale booster that you can make, see some progress. And always seeing blank floor on a job is always a good sign, because it shows that there is progress being made.
Mm-hmm. And it's surprising how much can be hidden away that you didn't know you had until you start bringing it all out.
So. Yeah. You know, one of the things to do this time of year when TV shows are in their rerun sequence, to sit uh-huh. down as you're watching TV and sit down with a drawer and a garbage bag and just start pitching and eliminating things that have just sort of accumulated, whether it be coupons or just the miscellaneous, the mail that can take over if we don't keep up with it on a current basis. But doing things in small increments, even if you're not moving, are really, really important. And, you know, many of the clients we're working with have been in their homes for 20, 30, 40, even 50 years.
Mm.
And they have not only their belongings, they may have items from previous generations. They mm-hmm. may have things from their children who have passed through before school, after college degrees, after weddings, after new weddings, and all those kind of things. So we may be the repository, and dealing with our own stuff is hard enough, but then we're dealing with all these other belongings from other people. And that just adds to our stress.
Mm-hmm. There is another resource that I use for anybody in the United States. It's called freecycle.com. It's FreeCycle.com. And it is extremely helpful because you just list what you want, you offer to give away, and the people will come pick it up. So you know that it's going to somebody that needs it. And that's wonderful for people that don't have the means to get stuff somewhere, but
exactly.
want it gone.
Exactly. Good idea.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk some more.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/World Talk Radio or search for us at keyword World Talk Radio.
If you are a parent of a child with autism, you know that there can be day-to-day struggles emotionally. Now you can share insights and outlooks with the Mother Cub Show. Your host, Susan Lynn Perry, a parent of a child with autism, will bring a new perspective to the subject, from diagnosis to effective treatments that are working. Her guests will include professionals, authors, and individuals that will bring wonder and hope to the world of autism. Tune in to the Mother Cub Show, Wednesdays at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific, on the World Talk Radio Variety Channel.
What's missing in your life? Do you feel like you've lost your identity? Are you trying to cope with a loss in your life? Are you trying so hard to be a people pleaser? Stop! Invest some time in Dr. Marla Sloan's program, Mind Over Matters. This program will help you find the answers to these questions and more. Dr. Marla's passion is to help people to be the best they can be. And this program does just that. Tune in to Mind Over Matters with Dr. Marla every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the World Talk Radio Variety Channel.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet? Why not? Just go to facebook.com/World Talk Radio or search for the keywords World Talk Radio. Once you're part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and happenings at the World Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our wall. Just go to facebook.com/World Talk Radio or search for World Talk Radio.
You're listening to the World Talk Radio Variety Channel.
You're listening to the Dr. Melanie Show with your host, Dr. Melanie Barton. To participate in our discussion this week, please call toll-free 1-866-613-1612. That's 1-866-613-1612. Or send an email to drmelaniebarton@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to the Dr. Melanie Show. This is the last episode on the Variety Channel. Next week, we move to health and wellness, so stay tuned for directions of how to get there. Today, my guest host is a returning guest host, Barbara Morris, and we're talking about moving seniors. And if you want to have more information about her program, you can go to her website, info@movingsforseniors.com. So before the break, we were talking about what senior managers do, and I'll bet there are people in the listening audience that have questions, but they're afraid to call in. So I want to encourage you. When you call in to that 1-866-613-1612 number, Chad, the engineer, will take your call. He will talk to you, and then he'll tell me that you're on the line, and then we'll ask what your question is, and then we'll answer it with you hanging up so you don't have to be nervous and waiting. So I encourage you, please call. We want to answer your questions. So, Barbara, what question do we want to cover next from the list that we have from our listeners?
Well, we've got a lot of things.
Uh-huh. Which one would you like to move to next?
Well, you know, I think a lot of people are unaware of the industry, and senior move management has, as you mentioned, the National Association just started in 2002, but a lot of people have assumed that there were that they had to do these kind of things themselves. And they don't know really what we do or what we can do. And we bring such peace of mind to seniors and their families of knowing that it's handled professionally. Senior move managers have experience, they have resources, and instead of trying to do so much yourself, and you mentioned in your opening words about being overstressed with the process. Moving is one of the hardest things that anybody at any age can do, and you not only add on the accumulation in the years, but other things that a senior may have in their physical or mental abilities, and it's just overwhelming. So don't be afraid to reach out for the help that they can be there. And senior move managers, we sort of laugh about when people ask what we can do or if they ask if we can do a particular task. More than often we'll say, yeah, we can do that.
Uh-huh.
And even if it's not something that we're very familiar with, we can do the research and come up with the right answers when a senior may not have those resources.
So what you're saying is somebody could consult with you before they decide to sign a contract and hire you. They could get their questions answered first.
Yes. Well, we go in and do an evaluation. In most cases, most of the senior managers go in, see what needs to be done, and find out what the senior needs and perceives as needing to be done. Those aren't always the same.
Okay.
As if I could go into a home and I could see a lot of certain things that need to be done, but the senior may not perceive it. Maybe their concerns are in one particular area.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we need to address. And then sometimes there are family members that can do certain things, but we can often offer direction to make the best use. Maybe adult children are coming in from out of town for a weekend or a short time, and we can give them direction on areas that they can be the most productive. It might not be boxing up the tools in the basement. It might be attending to the financial records and some of those more personal things.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I found that different family members have different gifts that they might not be good at packing, but they might be good at making phone calls and doing mail address changes and things like that. Yeah,
there's plenty for everybody to do.
Mm-hmm. And what I've observed is if you have a weekend where people are coming in to help, they get all caught up in the emotions of the memories and then they don't get a lot done. So they need somebody to kind of direct them.
Yeah, like a ringmaster there or a
chef.
And I've done that in a number of cases, and it really keeps the project on focus and giving them some alternatives because, it's so overwhelming. And when you look at all the things that need to be done, if someone's not there to say, what should we do first, you can spend time. And, of course, the reminiscing when family members are doing it, that's one way that the senior managers can be more efficient in the process because we're not attached with the emotions of the different things.
Mm-hmm. And I've also discovered that if when you box something up, because it's a process, you get it out of the visual field of that person, because I've seen more than once they want to reopen the box and, I'm not so sure about this, or maybe it needs to go to this relative. And if it's out of sight,
yes,
the decision's made and done.
Yes. And the object is to handle things one time, make that decision and stick with it as much as possible.
I have a chart on my wall that says, you know, how to do things more efficiently, handle things once, put it away, make a decision when it comes in. You know, all those are good things. But if you looked at my desk, you would say, I don't think she's following that.
So, well,
I'm working.
Yeah, I think we all become overwhelmed with this stuff. And there's so many things out there that even the most neatniks can find it. It can overwhelm them, too.
Mm-hmm.
People need to think about making moves before they're forced to.
Okay.
And I think one of the things that we've often looked at seniors in making their decisions to make a move, if they can move while they're in charge and decide where they're going to go, have some involvement in what they're going to take, certainly having some chance to be involved in the disposition of some of their other treasures, and more than anything, be active in the new place they go to.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the things, once upon a time, people, if they left their home, thought they only had two alternatives. One would be to live with family members, and the other would be to go to a nursing home, quote-unquote. And now there are so many opportunities for seniors to live very full lives in retirement communities where they can be active socially and they will have many of their services met in terms of meal preparation, housekeeping, and not have to worry about all the upkeep that it takes to keep a house going, whether it's grass cutting and gutter cleaning and snow shoveling. And it becomes such a relief that people blossom. I had a lady that called me the other day, and she was out of town, and her father had made a move locally. She said, I am so amazed how he has blossomed. I never would have expected that.
Mm-hmm.
She said he has become so enamored with his new life.
Uh-huh.
And it was refreshing to her. It made her feel good about his move. And I think that's what we all are looking for is someone to be happy where they've been planted. And when a senior can make a move and they have a chance to have that social interaction, which will make their life that much longer by having those social interactions. So making the decision to move and moving while you're in charge are things to consider and things that certainly we as senior move managers like to help people with.
One of the things that's an issue as a therapist that I see is people are instructed when you have a loved one that dies, you need to wait about a year before you make decisions. Well, that was the rule of thumb, but nowadays with so many people not being able to afford their mortgages and being underwater with it, you know, I don't know that that rule still applies. You might have to make a decision sooner than a year.
Well, I think when that decision was more commonly made, there weren't as many options for people to have a different lifestyle.
Uh-huh.
Again, it was back to moving in with your kids or something like that. So some of the options that are out there now in senior living make it much more desirable. And it doesn't have to be, you don't do things immediately, of course, but you don't have to feel like you have to wait an obligatory year. It may mm-hmm. take you a year to get your act together, but certainly moving on with the process is nothing that should be frowned upon. I mean, some people just are not in a position to feel or be safe to live alone.
Mm-hmm.
Where two people together have been able to hold it together, but if something happens to one of them, keeping someone in that home by themselves may not be the best idea. Of course, there are services where you can bring folks in to help and all different other avenues for making that transition later. But,
mm-hmm.
Again, that's one of the things that we do. Moving is not always what we deal with. Sometimes it's just
right.
getting the debris taken out so someone can manage better in their home with a walker or a wheelchair and
mm-hmm.
have some of the clutter taken away. And maybe their move will not be for a year or 2 years or 5 years. So
mm-hmm.
we help in those cases as well.
One of the things that I see as a psychotherapist is that when a person has a loved one that dies, they can go through a lot of mixed emotions. It's called an adjustment reaction with mixed emotional features. It's 309.28 is the diagnosis. And the family members will think that the remaining parent is, you know, getting dementia or something is happening, but it could just be grief. So I encourage people, it's okay to go talk to a therapist to get you through that process to help you figure out what do you do now with the rest of your life, because everything's changed.
Exactly. Their life has been turned upside down. I had one adult daughter was telling me a story about her mother one day, and she'd met with her mother, and she discovered that her mother was not sleeping on the same side of the bed as she once did. And so she said she thought her mother must be grieving deeply to be sleeping on her father's side of the bed. And she said something to her mother about it. And her mother said, "Oh, no, honey." She said, "I don't want to change the sheets as often. So I sleep on my side, and then I sleep on his side." So, you know, people have different ways of coping with issues, and sometimes there's a logical reason for why people do things.
Definitely. And another program I'm going to have on later is about communication, because the way that the parents may communicate might be through a long-distance telephone call.
Mm-hmm.
The way that the adult children might communicate is through instant messaging, emails, and so there's this huge communication gap. So when we come back from the break, we'll talk about how to bridge that communication gap.
Sure.
What's going on behind the scenes with your favorite World Talk Radio show or host? For the latest news, visit the iRadio blog at iradioblog.com.
Follow the World Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at World Talk Radio. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the World Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/World Talk Radio or follow along with us at World Talk Radio, the World Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media.
Can you keep up?
Can you think of anybody who does not want a better life and to be a better person? Think about that for a second. Almost everyone wants to be better, but how does one go about doing that? One thing that is making people better every week is tuning in to the Self-Improvement Show with Dr. Irene Conlon. All real change comes from within, but many of us don't know where to find the information or guidance we need to make the changes that bring about the improvement. Most of us don't know how to work within. Listen Thursdays at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on World Talk Radio Variety.
The World Talk Radio Variety Channel.
You're listening to the Dr. Melanie Show with your host, Dr. Melanie Barton. To participate in our discussion this week, please call toll-free 1-866-613-1612. That's 1-866-613-1612. Or send an email to drmelaniebarton@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to the Dr. Melanie Show. We're talking today about moving seniors with Barbara Morris from Smooth Transitions. And before the break, we were talking about communication, how the adult children might communicate with their parents in one method, but the senior adults might communicate on a whole different level. So as a therapist, I'm going to say to every single person on the whole earth, if you ask somebody something, you don't know what they heard unless you ask them to tell you what they've heard. What so often happens is they'll hear words, but if they've got a hearing loss, they might hear different words than what you intended, or they might hear a different tone of voice than what you intended because it's filtered through their feelings. So you need to ask your senior adults, hey, Mom, I see here in your china closet that you've got 50 teacups. Could you maybe pick out one that would be important to you? Now, what the mama might hear is, you're trying to have me get rid of all 50 of my teacups. But what the daughter might be saying is, Mom, is there one that's really important to you and I want to know the story so I can write it down so generations can know where it came from? So we need to understand the communication. And you wanted to add something to that, Barbara.
Well, yes. I was talking to a 90-year-old, 91-year-old friend today, and she was talking how often she talks to her two daughters out of town every day. And she said, we have just nice conversations. And it's not like, you know, that instant kind of thing like, oh, you know, what did you do today? But she said, we have nice chats. And we were both talking about how nowadays most people have free long-distance coverage. Mm-hmm. And where once upon a time we were all looking at the clock saying, you know, trying to talk as quickly as we could because the meter's running and we can't do long-distance calls because they're very expensive. And now we have the option, especially with cell phones, of calling and connecting with family members out of town in a way that's more relaxed, mm-hmm. and can be more of a connection that we didn't have before.
Yes. When my mother was in her middle 70s, we made a family decision that for Christmas we would get her a remote start for her car because uh-huh. she lived in Michigan, uh-huh. and we would get her a cell phone. She'd never had a cell phone. She didn't know what to do with it. So we had to provide instructions on what to do with it and that, you know, to tell her, you have to leave it on, Mom. We can't reach you unless it's on. And when you travel, Mom, you need to have it on in your car. Not in your glove box turned off,
right.
but sitting beside you on the seat. And, of course, she had never experienced any of this, so she didn't know. But after a couple of years of doing that, I mean, she was an old pro at it. And she could do speed dial in the whole bit. So
Good.
Don't think you can't teach old dogs new tricks, because you can.
I liked your story about the teacups, too. One of the things that we do in some of our cases would be to offer some suggestions. If we've got that teacup collection, this is graduation and wedding time of the year, giving a teacup, a special teacup with or without a check to a graduate or a new bride or somebody like that might be a way to perpetuate some of the family history. My mother-in-law had a teacup collection. And when she downsized, we took the teacup collection and let everybody pick one. And then the grandchildren picked one and the great-grandchildren picked one. And so that's something that each of us will have now that have special memories from her. And we don't have, they're all different. And so it was mm-hmm. really a special way that perpetuates the family relationship through a very simple item.
Yes, my mother had a teacup collection, and my sister Robin picked out the one she wanted most, and she uses it, and she'll sit down and have her cup of tea like she used to do with Mom, and so it feels like she's still connected to Mom, even though Mom's no longer with us, so it's a good idea.
That's lovely. That's lovely. Now, one of the things that we have on our list is to talk about, should we just get a storage unit and put things in there? Or should we just get a dumpster and toss things in that? Both of those answers, I would say no.
Okay.
And, because putting things in a storage unit is simply prolonging a decision. Now, there are exceptions to that when there is a very short time limit. Maybe someone is in a position they can't come for a month and you put things in for a very short period of time. But to put things in there and leave them out of sight, out of mind, and very shortly the amount of money you pay for that storage unit will be greater than the value of the items in that storage unit. So don't try to do that. And of course, in many climates, putting things in a non-climate controlled unit is a case for disaster with the temperatures up and down all over the place. So either make a decision to keep it or let it go. And dumpsters is generally the guy's answer to the situation.
Yes.
Things in a dumpster. But we have so many things, and the generation of folks that we generally work with have worked very hard for what they have. And so throwing it away, just throwing it away, is very painful for them. So if we can get things donated and get it to in the hands of people who can actually use it, even if it has no value to be sold, those are things that make the senior feel much better about their move and their getting rid of stuff.
Yeah, that generation we're talking about is called the traditionalists, those that were born before World War II, back to, you know, in the 20s and that sort of thing. And so they went through the Depression. And so they know how to use everything and hang on to it because you just never know when you might need it. So
that brings up another point. Everybody thinks that what they have is a lot, is worth a lot more than they can get for it. It's very disheartening for a lot of seniors to find that the furniture that they've had and used all these years has no monetary value or very little. And we're not talking about fine antiques here. We're talking about just general run-of-the-mill furniture that most of us have. And we think that just because it seems perfectly good doesn't mean that we can sell it for anything. Or, in fact, in a lot of cases, there is no aftermarket for it. Upholstered furniture in particular, it's very hard to sell. And everybody sees Antiques Roadshow and thinks they have one just like it. And that's not really the case. And so people are generally very disappointed that there's not this great income stream from selling off some of their leftover furniture.
And even trying to sell the gold and silver, you know, you see all these advertisements on television, but when you go in and have it assessed, it's pennies on the value.
Yes.
So that's not something I would recommend.
No, and I think we always have to be very, very careful. I never recommend my seniors putting ads in the paper or a Craigslist or the Bargain Mart or anything like that, because I don't think they need strangers coming into their homes and in seeing things in a sort of a peeved kind of situation. So,
And even with Freecycle.com, you can have the person meet you at a public place. You don't have to have them come to your home.
And I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
So why do we need senior move managers today that we didn't need this kind of stuff 20 years ago?
Well, I think our lives are a lot busier. I think we also have accumulated more things. And I think having professionals like senior move managers that can go in and evaluate the process and get the work done in a very efficient manner can help not only with the dispersal and the moving arrangements, but we do a lot of personal hand-holding. And we give the senior the respect that they need and not just in making decisions about what's going to happen with their stuff, but sometimes adult children weary of the process, and they say, okay, Mom, that's enough stories about this. Let's just toss it away. And so I think when we can give the seniors the dignity and the respect of not just them but their things, and mm-hmm. be efficient with the process to make the handle all the details. There are a lot more details to making a move than most people think about.
Yes.
And we work with movers. We have relationships with movers. So this isn't a mover that you're going to use one time, and they don't really care whether they do it right or not.
Right. It's just a job to them.
Yeah, it's just a job. So we have relationships with movers, and we handle all those different details and elements of the move and the unpacking.
Okay.
You know, the unpacking and getting someone settled into their new homes with the pictures hung and everything put away and you're not living with boxes, helping you get settled just immediately, taking care of getting things shipped to family members or sold or donated, getting the house empty, or whatever mm-hmm. needs to be done. And so I think because of all the impact of all the things that are going on around us, that's why senior move managers perhaps are needed more now, because people are scattered and people mm-hmm. are busier, and we just have more stuff to deal with.
Okay. A thought that I have is I've done house blessings as people move into some place, but I wonder if there's any ceremony for when you move out of a place that's been your life.
We do have a moving day prayer that we use, that we have for clients that are of that inclination, that helps us look past the tattered furniture or dolls or things that are sort of left over, and as we move into our next life, how we're asking for help and support as we make this transition. And so we do have a moving day prayer that we use.
Okay. That might be something, if it's not copyrighted, I could put it on the website for people to use, no matter what age they are, as a way to close out the place they've lived, to have closure on that transition.
I'll send you a copy.
Okay. That will be a very good thing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I've dealt with people that have multiple pets.
Uh-huh.
And they can't all go to the
right.
new dwelling. So how do you get them to let go of what's been their family? And how do you go through that process?
That's an obstacle that a lot of seniors have in just making the decision to make a move, because they have a pet. And they
uh-huh.
have an old pet. There are many communities that pets are allowed. And certainly there are restrictions on size and number. But and the ability of the senior to care for that pet. But it's not uncommon for people to move with their pets. In fact, one of my clients, I got an electric fence for his backyard in a retirement community for his pet.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
You have good pull. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, but making that decision, okay, what happens to the pet or that can't move, or maybe health issues come into play. Certainly if there's anybody in the family that would take it, or a friend or neighbor, some of the rescue organizations do placement and do foster care, and people are looking for older pets, not puppies.
Mm-hmm.
And so there may be adoptive procedures that can be worked with. We do have clients that we have taken their pets to have their pets groomed and make those arrangements. So we're pretty full service. Like I said, if it needs to be done, a senior move manager can generally either do it or find out a way to get it done. So, but pets are certainly something that are part of our families, and we have to look at how they will best fit into the mix.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about moving.
Great.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take World Talk Radio on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
No family can survive on two incomes anymore, let alone one. If you are supplementing your family's income working from home, then tune into The Cash Flow Show, Direct Sales Radio. Host Deb Bixler brings you sales tips, lead generation systems, and best business practices that guarantee direct sales success. Whether you're looking for a little extra cash or a career change, The Cash Flow Show, Direct Sales Radio will give you proven systems that will work in your home business. The Cash Flow Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time on World Talk Radio Variety.
Follow the World Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at World Talk Radio. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the World Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/World Talk Radio or follow along with us at World Talk Radio, the World Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media.
Can you keep up?
Listen.
The world is talking. The World Talk Radio Variety Channel.
You're listening to the Dr. Melanie Show with your host, Dr. Melanie Barton. To participate in our discussion this week, please call toll-free 1-866-613-1612. That's 1-866-613-1612. Or send an email to drmelaniebarton@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to the final segment of the Dr. Melanie Show on the Variety Channel. Next week, we're moving to health and wellness, so stay tuned for directions on how to get there. Today, we're talking about moving seniors. In the 1980s, 12% of the elderly population lived in multi-generational homes. Now it's up to 16% because of economics and because of we live longer. But, you know, not everybody can go live with family. Some people have to move elsewhere. So we've been talking with Barbara Morris, and we want to make sure that you, the listener, who is very intrigued by all this, know exactly how you can become one. So you want to share that with the listening audience, Barbara?
Well, there are several ways that you can become a senior room manager, and there are several training programs out there. Smooth Transitions has not only a licensing program to use the Smooth Transitions name, but you could also purchase training from me and come up with your own name. There also is a training program with the National Association of Senior Move Managers. So there are ways to get people started into the business with the right credentials to do it in the professional way that it needs to be done. Now, the National Association, that's NASMM, the National Association of Senior Move Managers .org, or movingforseniors.com is the Smooth Transitions website. So these are two of the ways that you know that you can find a senior move manager or learn how to become one, and also know that if you're looking for someone, maybe you live one place and your parents live someplace else, and you need a senior move manager on the other end to help get them moved where you are. Mm-hmm. And so you want someone on the ground in, let's say, Louisiana or Florida or Texas, and you might go to the movingforseniors.com website to see if there's a Smooth Transitions person or the National Association of Senior Move Managers to find a senior move manager in that area. And if you find it on either one of those locations, you know that they have references, you know that they have insurance, and those are two critical factors in knowing that they have a certain level of proficiency. There is ongoing education and connections and ways for people to keep up to date on trends and techniques, safety issues, and ethical issues that make it very important that people have selected someone that is not just trying to prey off seniors. And that's you know, it's a hot market right now, so we want to make sure that we're selecting people that really are honest and trustworthy.
Could you, when you're going to send me that copy of that prayer, include these places they can go so I can post it on my website and then link it to your website? That would be helpful. Sure. Thank you. And I asked you the question on the break, and we talked about, you know, is it just women that are senior move managers?
Well, no, there are a number of men in this occupation. It's funny, it has evolved. In fact, one of the founding members, in the founding group, there were a few men as senior move managers, and one of the longest running operations was founded by Mrs. Gunderson in Minnesota, and her son Greg is in California, and he has carried on the business and has a big operation, Gentle Transitions, out there. But it was funny at the conference, there's a conference of the National Association every year, and there were more men last year than the year before, and each year there tends to be more and more men, and a lot of them are couples. Mm-hmm. A lot of people do this as their afterlife because they have found that they've had the corporate job for many years, and they find it's time to contribute something back and find something that's going to be more meaningful. And so people become a senior manager as their afterlife. It is generally, there are more women doing this because we are more nature nurturing by nature.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So that's not uncommon, but and it tends to be women of a certain age. It's not something for real young people because they need a lot of the life experiences to be able to deal with the elements that we use in a move and dealing with the senior and their things.
Mm-hmm. I could see where this would fit in very well with a retired social worker.
Exactly. Exactly. I have a retired or a former hospice chaplain who is doing this in Missouri.
Oh.
And she's doing it with her husband, who is an archivist, and they bring a wonderful mix to this process. And he's very adept in managing things that should be saved and how they should be saved. And that's a wonderful combination. But we have people from all sorts of backgrounds, whether they're nurses or social workers or have been project managers, people who have managed things and can balance more than one ball and juggle more than one ball at a time, because we're doing a lot of juggling.
Mm-hmm. So how many, I guess you call it cases or clients, can you handle at one time?
Well, now that's an excellent question. I've had as many as 11 jobs going at one time.
Oh my goodness.
But that's not a very active picture, because you may have somebody who's moving in 6 months because they're building a new place for them. And you may have someone you may have projects that have different time frames. But you can handle several jobs, but the components for each job is different. So some are big jobs and some are very involved, and you can, it's hard to say because there's no real average job, but the National Association has figures from surveys of senior managers that an average move will cost a senior around $2,000, and that's not counting the mover.
Okay.
So it can vary, you know, that gives somebody a basis for what they might expect to pay, and there are lots of national articles that reflect that same information. Now, some jobs are very small, and it's not nearly that much, and some jobs will have family involvement, which will help keep the cost down.
Okay. But so it's not one set price. It can be negotiated.
No. Right.
Good.
And some people may have a budget. I can spend $500, or I can spend $1,000, or some retirement communities will help pay the cost. Sometimes the adult children will pay the cost.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can't be there to do it, and they're willing to help their parents through this process.
Okay, is it you pay up front or do you pay a down payment? How does it work?
Generally, there is a deposit made when someone makes the agreement to ask for our help, and then the billing is ongoing incrementally as the process evolves. Again, some processes are very long, And so there is billing as it goes along, and others are fairly quick, and you just pay when the job's done.
Okay. Well, good. Well, we have time for one more short question. What would be the one you would want to make sure that our listening audience heard?
Well, I would like to think that get the advice of a senior room manager and not be heroic and think you can go it alone, because the value that we bring to the process can be life-changing in so many directions and save so much wear and tear. And it's funny, when there are many clients that we have, as we get into the process, they'll say, oh, I wish we had called you sooner. Well, it would have been easier for us in many cases if they had, because the approach that we would make with it would be much smoother. So don't be afraid to ask for help. There is a Moving for Seniors workbook, and that's, again, on the website. That has lots of tips and information for people who want to try to make a move themselves. That's Moving for Seniors is the name of the workbook, and it can be found at movingforseniors.com. But certainly go to the pros and make your life easier. It's
okay.
Not worth the little bit of money that you would spend. This could be the best investment you would make in yourself and your family members.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being my guest host today. And for those of you that want more information, you're going to go to info@movingforseniors.com. Go to my website, and she will have a handout sheet that should be there, I hope, by tomorrow if she isn't too busy.
Uh-huh.
And for those of you who have been listening to me on the Variety Channel, thank you so much. I want to thank my engineer, Chad, who keeps me on task and on time, and to Mark Pace, my executive producer. Be sure you go to my website, www.drmelanieshow.com, to get the link to the new show. And send me your suggestions or comments to drmelaniebarton@gmail.com. Remember, if you want to help yourself, help somebody else. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you so much for joining us this week for the Dr. Melanie Show. Please join your host, Dr. Melanie Barton, again next Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, on the World Talk Radio Variety Channel. We'll see you next week for another great program.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the World Talk Radio Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit worldtalkradio.com. The World Talk Radio Network, where the world comes to talk. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the World Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.